The law legalizing recreational marijuana in Illinois takes effect next year, and people are trying to get ready. The law calls for expungement of criminal records for some past convictions involving possession of marijuana. One of those working on that is Winnebago County State's Attorney Marilyn Height Ross. WNIJ's Guy Stevens spoke with Height Ross. She says the law presents something of a challenge for the community.
Even though Illinois, effective January 1 of 2020, has legalized recreational marijuana, it still remains a Schedule I controlled substance federally. And so individuals need to understand that they still could face federal prosecution for possessing marijuana.
So what do you see as positives in the law, as well as negatives?
There are positive areas in the law which indicate that they will, in fact, channel a lot of the taxing dollars into those underprivileged areas and allow businesses to be owned by those individuals that were previously impacted by a marijuana conviction. That could be positive if, in fact, that does happen. However, I certainly wish that and hope that some of those funds could also be channeled to law enforcement and education, because I perceive that law enforcement will be taxed with illegal grows that will spring up. They may not have the resources, and certainly with children, there should be some component of education for the harm that could be caused. You know, children's brains are underdeveloped. There's, you know, science that says that marijuana is a drug that could inhibit brain development in children. So certainly I would hope some of those resources would be channeled towards that as well.
How are you planning to implement the law?
What I have been looking at and have a plan in place for is the expungement that will be required for those individuals who were convicted in the past or who received court supervision for possessing less than 30 grams of marijuana. I'm currently meeting with law enforcement officers. I've already met with my narcotics unit to try to flag those cases that are coming in currently and that will be newly filed through the end of the year so that we can be proactive in making sure that we address that component of the statute regarding expungement of records.
Are there other actions you're considering? When you talk about policies or community outreach or education, have you fleshed out any of those ideas yet?
Yes, I have. I've actually reached out to some of the state representatives and some of the local leaders to put together an educational forum for the community. I want the community to be fully advised that legalizing recreational marijuana does mean that other laws are not still in place. For example, reckless driving, driving under the influence. Again, there are certain categories of that remain in place, and individuals should understand as well that employers can still set the tone in their workplace. They can still require individuals to be drug-free, and certainly with certain professions, you would expect employers to do that, such as law enforcement, medical providers, offices such as myself. There are restrictions on licenses. There are restrictions on who can grow marijuana. You can't just have your own garden, a pot in the backyard. So I think it's important for the public to understand that.
Is there an issue that you feel should be addressed?
I would hope that the state of Illinois would learn from the opioid crisis that just because it's legal doesn't mean that it's safe. And I think individuals still need to take care in the use of marijuana if they decide to do so, because they could end up in a crisis, as we have seen with the opioid crisis, where it is legal medication, but it had a high potential for abuse and lives were devastated and communities have been impacted.
That was Winnebago County State's Attorney Marilyn Height Ross. She spoke with Guy Stevens.